A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 7th, 2019. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And to join our discussion, as she says, and Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook pages, so you can join in the conversation right now by liking us, or please go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the political situation in the country and efforts by churches to resolve the current impasse in the country through a national dialogue that will bring all political parties to the table.
And today, PJ, different churches, which include the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, the Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, and UDACIZA, met in Harare and invited the ruling party, ZANU-PFN, the main opposition party, the MDC, and other political parties to come for a discussion. ZANU-PF was represented by the Defense Minister, Opamchinguri Kashiri, who stood in for the President, Emmerson Mnangagwa. MDC was represented by its leader, Nelson Chamisa.
And yesterday, the president called for a meeting with the country's opposition parties, but the main opposition party, the MDC, did not attend. The MDC led by Nelson Chamisa. Other smaller opposition parties, who include the MDC led by Thokozani Kube and other presidential candidates, did really attend yesterday.
And Reverend Kenneth Mtata of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches told today's meeting that, you know, this is a first step in the right direction towards finding solutions to resolve the current political impasse in the country, where the main opposition, the MDC, is questioning the legitimacy of President Emmerson Mnangagwa following a disputed election result.
What are your views on the issue? Siyalamukela kuhlelo lethu lalamhlanje uhlelo lapho esiphatha khona indaba ezibathelane labesifazane kodwa ke likhululekile ukuthi lonke lisithinde ngocingo lingenelane kuhlelo sichaze udaba esilalo lamhlanje udaba olusegudwini ngalezi nsuku ngolokukhulumisana abantu bonke eZimbabwe bayavumelana ukubana kakuhlalwe phansi kukhulunyiswane lamhlanje kunje abezinkonzo abemanyano wezinkonzo weZimbabwe Council of Churches phansi kweZimbabwe Council of Churches lamanye amabandla achiyeneyo agoqela iZimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, iEvangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, lezinye eziningi abafundisi bacabange ukubana bayenze umthandazo ukuthandazela ilizwe bekhuthaza inkokheli yamabandla ezombusazwe ichiyeneyo ukuthi bahlalisane phansi bakhulumisane ukuze kuxazululwe inkinga ezibhekane lelizwe ezomunotho ezombusazwe kanye nje lokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu abanye bebotshwa abanye betshaywa abanye bebulawa sokufuna uNkulunkulu batsho njalo abafundisi laba ikho ke benxuse abantu bonke benhlangothi zempilo ezichiyeneyo abagoqela abamabhizimusi abezombusazwe ingcweti kwezenotho abezenkonzo labo bonke nje abantu abathi ke befisa ukuthi babe khona lapho kuthandazelwa ilizwe babuthene kwathandazwa kwakhulunywa abantu bazinikela ukuthi yebo sizinikele ukuthi sikhulumisane ukuze ilizwe liqhubekele phambili inkinga ezibhekane lelizwe. Ube khona umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo elikhulu LAMDC umnumzana Nelson Jamisa. Abezanu-PF labo kade benxusiwe. Kodwa ke umongameli onguye njalo umkhokheli wezanu-PF ube ngekho, kodwa ke ubemelwe ngumphathintambo wakhe wezomvikela unkosikazi Opam Chinguri Kashiri. Abanye bakuswelile lokho, abanye njalo bakwemukela ukuthi ngempela iZANU-PF kade ikhola ngoba kade kulo mgcini sihlalo wezanu-PF unkosikazi Kashiri. Kodwa ke umthandazo lo uhambe kuhle ikakhulu lokho kukhulunywe ngumnumzana ngumfundisi Mtata uthena abona bayemukela ukuthi umongameli lanxa engabuyanga kodwa uthumele unkosikazi Kashiri. Kodwa ke okusole kakhulu ngumnumzana Nelson Jamisa esithi ngabe laye ube khona umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kungasenani ke leli lihlandla la kuqala kumbe ngithi imizamo yo yakuqala yokuthi kukhulunyiswane abantu bakhomisane umlodi abahlale phansi bakhulumisene njengokutsho kukamfundisi Mtata. Kulabanye la wakade bekhona emhlanganweni wona lo abakhulumele intatha lezindaba ase Studio 7 asizweni bekhuluma.
Ngizwile ukuthi into eyenza abantu bengazwanani yokuswela ukuthula. Nxa kungaba lokuthula ebantwini singahlalisana kuhle. Kusuka lapho esihlala khona ezindlini zethu, kuma communities lapho esihlala khona, kungaba lokuthula siyakwazi ukuthi sibe le-development even kucommunity lapho esihlala khona. So engunanzeleka kakhulu ukuthi kufanele siqale siyeshumayela ilizwi lokuthula. Ambona ngani ukungabuyi kwa-president la akubanga kuhle. Ngabe ubuyile njengomkhokheli wazokuzwa ukuthi kathi njengabantu bezinkonzo, amabhishop ezinkonzo bebizile ukuthi asibe sizohlangana befisela ukuthi kube lokuhlalisana phansi kukhulunywe ndawonye, ezokuzwa ukuthi kathi abantu bafiselani, abantu bafunani ngelizwi. Ngoba kula into efuneka kufuneka nje ukuthi kube lokuthula, ngoba kuzanceda kube lokuthi azwe labo lapho abantu abasola khona, azwe abantu lapho abakhuthaza khona ukuze kuhlale phansi kukhulunywe sibe lokuthula, ngoba singaba lokuthula mbona into zonke zakwakhona.
This year was one of the attendees of the breakfast prayer meeting, which was held at HICC in Harare today. She was basically saying, this is a good job that the churches have done. This is the first step, as Mtata said. But she also was against the idea that President Mnangagwa didn't pitch up.
I can understand. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Kune vari pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona, parizvino live stream iripo haisi yatiri kuita, saka tichange tizokupai munguva inotevera. Saka tine urombo kana muri kutiteera pa Facebook page yedu tichagadzirisa. Nhasi taona isu vemakereke vanosanganisira kereke ye Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe nemamwewo makereke vachibatana vachikokera nhaurwa dzaitwa muHarare. Apo taona mutungamiri weMDC vaNelson Chamisa vachi uya kuna urwa idzi. Asi taona mutungamiri weZANU-PF vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachituma nhumwa yavo, vawanikwa ivo vachituma amai Kashiri, amai Opam Chinguri Kashiri ndivo vamirira vaMnangagwa. Izvo zviri kushorwawo nevamwe vachiti dai vaMnangagwa vakwanisa kuuya kuti nhaurirano idzi dzinyatsowana mutsindo. Nezuro takaona vaMnangagwa vachikoka zvakare mapato anopikisa emunyika. Asi takaona vaNelson Chamisa vasingaende kuState House uko kwanga kuri kuitwa nhaurirano idzi. Takaonazve kuchienda mamwe mapato madiki anosanganisira bato reMDC inotungamirwa naMuzvare Thokozani Kupe vakange variko, nevamwewo vaLove More Maduku vanga variko nebato ravo nevamwewo. Saka nhasi ndo zvatiri kuzeya kuti zviri kuitwa izvi nevemakereke zvingawanikwe here zvichigadzirisa zvinhu munyika. Regai timboenda kuna vaNelson Chamisa tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii pamusangano wanhasi.
Pagungano ranhasi taona sokuti inhano yokutanga yebasa riri kuitwa nemakereke. Tinotenda makereke nokuti makereke haana kuakarerekera. Makereke kunyanyanyanya ZCC vana Udasos vana ABC vaita basa guru zvikuru rekuunganidza vemapato rekuunganidza vatungamira vakasiyana siyana ndozvatinotarisira kuti zvivandudzwe zvigadziriswe zvakanaka tikava nechechi yedu ichitungamirira zvepanyika kuti tikwanise kufamba tichigadzirisana kwete kuusha vokunze asi kana zvarambawo zvine zvakuda kuti vokunze vabatsire kuti nyika yedu igadzirisane nyaya yegakava riripo rigadziriswe nekuti harigadzirwi nenyaya yekuti tinge tichiviga misoro yedu muvhu semhuka inonzi ostrich.
Vachamisa nezuro makakokerwa kuState House hamuna kuenda. Mungatipa zvikonzero kuti sei musina kuenda kwamakadaiswa navamunangagwa?
Chinonetsa paState House ndechekuti inzvimbo yakarerekera divi rimwe chete. Haugoni kushaidzwa kumba kwemunhu wonzi uya tizotaura nemamu nekusanzwisisana. Ko ukanopindamo ukatadza kubuda mumba make. Saka isu tinoda kuti zvinhu izvozvo titange tagadzirisa kuvimbana. Hakuna munhu anongoti ngatitamba tose tisati tawirirana. Ngatiwirirane mafambiro, tawirirana. Chechi ndiyo inogona kutibatsira kuti yananisa. Tawananiswa pamwe chete, tochitanga kukokana kudzimba, kungava kudzimba dzinogara vamwe kana kudzingagare vazhinji. Izvozvo zvinozouya asi tambowirirana kuti donzo rinofanira kugadziriswa nderipi chokutanga. Chechipiri, pane nyaya dzakawanda. Ndine maMP kutaura kudai andinotungamirira asi kurara mudzimba, vamwe vari muzvitokisi. Izvozvo zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe nokuti hatigoni kutaurirana. Umwe akas
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutungamiri weMDC vaNelson Chamisa vachitaura vari kunaurirano dzaitwa kuHarare kuHICC nhasi. Regai tiende kuna amai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vanga vakamirira ivo mutungamiri weZANU-PF vaEmerson Munangagwa. Tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii.
Between government, the church and all stakeholders, such platforms under this anointing also help in uniting us as one people towards a common vision and shared national destiny. You will realize that congregants of the church are the same players and participants in political sphere. There is therefore convergence between government's advocacy for peace, love, unity, patriotism, and the message of the church as encapsulated in the word of God. Let us therefore continue to collectively work together towards uniting Zimbabwe for peace, love, harmony, and prosperity to prevail in our nation. This platform further affords us the opportunity to brief each other on pertinent national developmental issues and nurture a common understanding of where we ought to go as a country and the steps we must take to get there. As the listening president,
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa amai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vanga vari kutaura ivo vakamirira mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vanga vari kuti ivo semutungamiri wenyika anoda kunyatsonzwisisa zvinenge zvichitaurwa ivo ndo vanga vaenda vanonzwa kuti nhaurirano idzi dzanga dziri kufamba sei vozoenda vachinotura kumutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa. Panga pane madzimai zvakare avanga vari pachiitiko chanhasi. Regai timboenda kuna amai Linette Karenye mumwe wemadzimai vanga vari apa vachitaurawo maonero avo.
Nhaurirano yanhasi ndinoona iri nhaurirano ine chekuita nekuti maZimbabwe tigare mugaro wakanaka. Kutanga kwazvaitwa nhasi kwarakidza kuti nyika ino yeZimbabwe chainoda chete kutaurirana. Hurukuro yanga iripo pakati pemapato akasiyana siyana inorakidza kuti kana tikaita political will nemoyo inoda nemoyo une rudo tikagara tikataurirana, zvihurukuro dziri kunetsa muZimbabwe zvinhu zvedu zvinofamba. Isu semadzimai kunyanya kudambudzika kuri kuita vanhu muZimbabwe kuri kubata isu vanamai. Nyaya dziri kutaurwa dzemadzimai, kurepwa kwemadzimai, nyaya dziri kutaurwa kurohwa kwevana, nyaya dziri kutaurwa vana vari mumajere navanamai vavo vana vari vadiki, inyaya dzinobata isu madzimai. Kushupa, kutambudza, kudhura kwezvinhu munyika zvinhu zvinongobata isu madzimai. Saka kana vanhu vakataurirana nyika ino inoporeswa, isu madzimai nevana toita ugaro wakanaka.
Mune tarisiro here semunhu wechidzimai kuti
kunetsana kwatiri kuita munyika tichakwanisa kukupedza isusu semaZimbabweans.
Muonere wangu netarisiro yangu ndeyekuti zviitike saizvozvo, asi nhoroondo inotitaurira kuti pachezvedu zvakamboitwa tikatadza kuzviita. Kukazouya vamwe vakauya vekunze vakabatsira muZimbabwe, muhurukuro patakazoita issue yeGPA, zvinhu zvikafamba nguva yakanga iripo vatsvangirai navamugabi, zvorakidza kuti pachezvedu regai timboona kana zvikabvuma toti Mwari.
Avo vanga vari amai Linette Karenye vebato reMDC. Panga pari zvakare nevasikana vechidiki nevakomana vechidiki vanga vari munaurano idzi. Regai tinzwe mumwe musikana wechidiki anga achitaura kuti ivo sevechidiki zvii zvavari kutarisira munaurano idzi.
Isu vechidiki tinenge tichida kuti tisvike panzvimbo panenge pachitaurirwa vanhu vechikadzi. Tinenge tichida kuti vanhu vatangire pakutaura zvinhu zvakaitika sezvazviri. Vanhu vakwanise kutaura kuti kana paine mahuman rights violations akaitika, kana paine vanhu vakakuvadzwa, kana paine vanhu vakafa, kana paine vanhu vakakanganisika, tikwanise kutanga tachitaura izvozvo. Nekuti usually vanhu vanokuvara kana panhu pachinge paipa, kana panhu pachinge pava kutanoisa, vanenge vari vanhu vanenge vari vana vechidiki. Saka tinenge tichida kuti tange tabvuma kuti zvishuwa makakanganisika, nekuti hatinangosvike panzvimbo tichiva kuti peace tichiudza vanhu kuti regerai regerai, but hatisi kuacknowledge kuti pane zvakaitika, hatisi kutaurana uyezve kuti vacho vakakanganisira vamwe vachazoitwa sei. Saka isusu vechidiki tinenge tichida kuti nhaurirano yepeace ive holistic, include zvese zvakaitika, include vakakuvara vakakuvadzwa, include maaspects esaya, kuitira kuti zvive zvinhu zvekuti tinenge tichinyatsofinda kuti tarepresentwa uye wese rinenge richinzwika.
Sevechidiki zvii zvamungati zvakanyanya kubatai batai mumhirizhonga dziri kuitika mukati menyika?
Chinonyanya kurwadza ndechekuti dzimwe nguva pane vanhu vaisonge vasitori involved mumhirizhonga idzi, vaisatonge vachitoziva kuti chii chiri kumboitika, asi vakabatwa mazviri. Pane vanhu vekuti vaingopindirwa mudzimba dzavo, vaingofungisirwa, vamwe vaingorohwa, vozongonzwa zvitaurwa pazvinzi angaisanyi kuchitaura, nekuti zvinhu zvinozoupseta vanhu, zvinozodidi. But tinofanira kuva nemweya wekuudzana chokwadi, nekuti kazhinji kacho vamwe vanhu vakakanganisirwa, and usually the most affected vanenge vatori vanhu who have nothing to do with all of, the preparations.
Avo vanga vari muzvare naMatai Kwekweza vanga vari kutaura ivo, nevamwe vataurazve vanga vari kutaura nemutori wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anga ari kuchiitiko chanhasi kuHICC. Vanga vari kutaurawo maonero avo nezvinofanira kuitirwa vechidiki. PJ, we heard there from a number of women who were actually talking about what they are expecting to come out of this conference. We heard from the young lady who just finished speaking, naMatai Kwekweza, saying that they as young people would also want to be represented and to also have their voices heard. And we also heard from Mai Linette Karenye of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, saying that, you know, this is a good step in the right direction, but she is also saying that sometimes if this one fails, they need to be looking outward, like what happened before when the late Morgan Tsvangirai had an impasse with former President Robert Mugabe, and then they had to look to other nations like SADC, you know, to send in envoys to be able to help in the impasse in Zimbabwe at that time. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, lapho ke kube kukhuluma abakukhulume abanengi akade besemhlanganeni kumbe ngithi emthandazweni umbuthano womthandazo owenziwe lamhlanje wokuzama ukusithandazela ilizwe kanye lokubuthanisa abantu benhlangothi zonke zempilo ukuthi bahlale phansi bakhulumisane njengesizwe seZimbabwe ukuze kube lokuthula elizweni. Kuqaleke ukukhuluma umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo leMDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, kwazokhuluma unkosikazi Opa Mchinguri Kashiri emeleke iZANU-PF njengoba engumgcini sihlalo wayo, engumphathi ntambo wezomvikela emele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kwazokhuluma njalo isinye isiphathamandla seMDC yonake ikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa unkosikazi Linette Karenye. Kwazokhuluma njalo osakhulayo uNamathai Kateresa
Kwekweza.
yenake lapho bonke kade beloke bekhuluma ukuthi kuqhakathekile ukuthi kukhunyisane umlotha abantu bahlalisane phansi bakhulume njengabantu kuniwa ngomlomo kuphinde njalo kulungisiswe ngomlomo iningi labo kade bekhuluma besitsho njalo sizweni omunye la yakade khona ngale emhlanganweni kumbe emthandazweni wokukhulekela ilizwe inkinga elibhekane lazo
Kei na uhingani kanda vila kukulawa, nje ungo mama, nizwilu kutu intu eza bantu venga zwanani, yukuselu kutula. Nga unga balo kutula, ebantu isingahlali sana kushu. Kusuga lape sara kwa nizi nji nizetu, kuma komindi lape sara kwa, kunga balo kutula, siya kwa nsuku kutu, siya leti velu, ivi ni komindi lape sara kwa. So, enguna zelea kutu, kufali sikari, siya chuma ila, ili zilu kutula. UJesu nga wehamba uti njichelu kutula. Enwa tinika Philips 4. Iti wana ukuthula kwaNkulu kuya zigcinezi inhliziyweni zethu. Nga kulondoloza ukuthula kwa kuya senza singa bilo kudlwangudlwangu. Enkunanzele kakhulu ukuthi abantu bethu enguza kakhulu ubuhlungu silabantwana abangamankazana silabantwana abangabafana abantwana abanenxa ukuthi abalamsebenzi bafundile abalamsebenzi kodwa inxa ukuthi awulamsebenzi abantwana abancane sebengena besenza umsebenzi wokuba ngamahule abafana bayeza ukuba yizigebenga bayatshontsha asikwazilwa ukulala ezindlini abantu bethu sibazeleyo ngoba sitshontshelwa yibo sisesaba lokuhamba emgwaqweni sisesaba umntwana omzileyo yinhlupho ezikhona so nxa sisingaba lokuthula sikuchumayela lapho esiya khona wonke umuntu obekhona kulindawo zileyo akahambe ejumele ukuthula kumakhelwane yakhe ajumele ukuthula ezinkonzweni ukuthumele ukuthula kuyonke indawo ngibona ngathi sizahlalisana kuhle le development ingaba khona economy ingavuka
that there was Mrs. Mkandla she was at the breakfast meeting organized by the churches in Zimbabwe and she was basically saying this is important and this is the first step towards dialogue in preserving peace in Zimbabwe.
We seem to have our guest, Namathai Kwekweza, on the line. Hello, Namathai.
Hello, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Can you just tell us, you're a young lady yourself. What was your takeaway from the National Dialogue meeting today in Harare?
Absolutely. So, personally, being a young woman, I just felt that it was very, very awesome that people came together. And, you know, we had the church as the mediator and people were just being open and talking about things that are happening. So my key takeaway was just that, you know, it's something that is very refreshing and refining to watch some of the most powerful elements in the country, some of the most powerful leaders in the country, be it political and religious, coming together and openly talking about the issue. So that for me was just an excellent takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, I just wanted to say that, you know, the issue of, young people in our country having been spoken out in the open, that for me was something exceptional because at least it leaves you with a sense of, you know, we were listened to by the people that are relevant and have the power and the control to make things better.
Mm-hmm. Tombo pinda mururimi rwa mai kuti iwe semsikana wechidiki zvizvo ungati iwe watora pachiitiko chanhasi. Unochibata sei?
All right. Inini somskana chidiki, sezvananda taura muchirungu. Noti inini zvatora ndezvekuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vauye vachitaurirana nekuwirirana. Uyezve kana vauya vakuru venyika, vakuru vemachechi vahurumende vauya vasangana vataurirana. Zvinokusiya une kunzwa kuti ndateererwa uye izwi redu sevechidiki
PJ, I think we have another guest. If you can take her, thank you.
Yeah. Siyawamukela Nkosikazi Mkandla.
Yebo mama.
Yeah, lichona njani?
Lichona njani?
Hayi, sichonile. Mbona wena usukume uvela kobulawayo kachana le usiza eHarare embuthanweni lo okuthandazela ilizwe wokunxusa abantu bonke abezombusazwe inhlangothi zonke zempilo ukuthi bahlalisane phansi. Ubona kuqakatheke okungakanani?
Ngibona kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba singakhangela ukuthi lize lethu abantu bayahlupheka.
Yeah.
Abanye abanye basemadlele. Economic ayen futhi. Ngibona ukuthi bahlalisane kukhulu yini. Not always awful. Abantu bazuza umsebenzi, abantwana bazuza umsebenzi, ukudla ukudla kuphele nje kulokuthula. Ilungile labantu likhangile linanzelele kona kanti ungazisi ungamphathisa kakhulu izizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Njengoba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engabuyanga kulumbuthano, kucunule abantu okungakanani?
Abantu singacunuka ukuthi abuyanga. Isizathu sakhe siyaziwa nguye angithi asikwazi isizathu sakhe yathi, but besifisa ukuthi ngabe ube khona wazokuza. Angithi sizame ukuthula. So nxa engasakuzizwa ama-itresa singazokwazi ukuthi yena uyasifisa yini kube lokuthula okakasizi. Ngoba zikhona izinto kade vuzazize ekade ziyizinsolo zabantu. Ukuthi njengomkhokeli wize engeyo kuze kanjani alalele izithalazo zabantu kwezela ukuthi abeselungisisa ikakhulu njengoba bekuholwa ngabantu bamasonto bekuzamnceda laye lelizwe kade likhulue ngabe lizingamphuqulela inhliziyo yakhe ngoba into efunekala kakhulu laphana ukuthi akuguza abantu banje bathethelelane ingoba ezawuzwa inhliziyo yakhe ukuthi banika lami ezampu zamanye izinto ezayenzakalayo ukuthi amanye ama-leaders adlulayo ayebuya ehlale phansi kunjalo okunzima kube isituation yakhona injalo enzima kodwa babebuya behlale phansi nokukhulumisane belo kunanzelela abantu abaholayo ababalandelayo so nxa unganazi umuntu okulandelayo kumbeka umuntu okuvotelayo kusho ukuthi kuba nzima akhangele abantu angazikhangeli yena yethu akhangele abanye abantu bangaphandle abaselizweni lakhona abaholayo abazili.
Lina njengabesifazana libona ukuqakatheka kokuthi abantu kabakhulumisane okungakanani?
Mina njengabesifazana sina kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba uyazi uba ngumama so uba lomthwalo onzima nxa ungumzali ongumama kakhulu ngoba kwesinye isikhathi abakazi bahlupheke kangaka ngoba nxa ungumama lanxa ulele endlini ungazi umntwana sithi hey siyahele sisisi so sifisa ukuthi abantwana bethu bathole ukuthula. Sifisa ukuthi kube lokuthula elizwe njengabomama kuthuthule yabo ngoba uhlupho olukhona oluningi lukuyathezwa kwamathombe ethu njengabazayo njengabomama kakhulu yebo singaba ngabaza kodwa omama bathwele nzima kakhulu kakhulu so besifisa ukuthi njengabomama kukhuliswane kube lokuthula singasikhali ukuthi kube lokuthula ilizwe livuke imisebenzi ibe khona abantu bahlaleumbamankwenisiyaz singathwala nzima sithwele nzima njengabomama
bamba khonapho nkosikazi Mkandla sizabeloke sixoka lawe siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi wenelisile ukungena kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. That was Mrs. Mkandla. She's the one who also had that video that we played on air. She was basically saying it is important, especially to us women. She came all the way from Bulawayo to attend this breakfast prayer meeting.
Rega itimboenda kuna Mai Mkandla. Mai Mkandla, mungati itananguro kuti chii chaita kuti imise mudzimai arikubva kuBulawayo kumuyo kuzo nzwa zviri kuitika kuchiitiko chanhasi.
Sister Namataya, mena kuti muchiripo here muzvare Namataya kwekwedza?
Yes, ndichiripo.
Ehe, mombotipawo tanzwa mama Nkandla vati vatobva ivo vasimuka kubva kuBulawayo. Taonazve yamaili netikarenye vabva ivo kwaMutare. Panga pane vechidiki here vanga vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vamaona kuchiitiko chanhasi ichi?
Vanga varipo vechidiki vanga masiana asi kuti ndizokutaura kuti angabva kunzvimbo dzipi izvozvo handina kunyatsoziva hangu asi patambo ndisimuke achiita munamato wenyika patachinzi vechidiki vasimuke kwasimuka vechidiki vakati kuti kunyange zvazvo vazhinji vacho vanga varimo vanga vari vanhu vati kurei asi vechidiki vanga varibo
inhuna dzipi imi sevechidiki dzamungada kuona dzichitaurwa kana pazonyatsodzikanwa kuti nhaurirano idzi dzichange dzichiita sei mangwana
right inini ndingangotaura kuti sewechidiki ndichitaura hangu ndichindakamira semunhu zvinhu zvandingangotarisira nokuti handizivi kuti vamwe vangadii asi zvinhu zvandingangotarisira kuti zvingangotaurwe ndezvekuti tingawirirana sei kuti vabereki vedu vechikuru mabhishopu emachechi uye vari kutungamirira muhurumende tikwanise kutaurirana navo tikwanise kushanda tese kuti tigadzirise zvinhu zviri kunetsa munyika medu nekuti nyika yedu inyika ine zvinhu zvakawanda zvinokwanisa kuita asi zvinhu zvese izvi hazvikwanise kuvhurika kana kuoneka kana isusu vechidiki tisina kukwanisa kunge tichishanda vakuru vedu vabereki vedu mabhishopu edu nevatungamiriri vedu muhurumende saka ishu iyoyo yekuti tingawirirane sei particularly pautungamiri kuti isusu veu vechidiki tikwanisewo kutungamirawo chinenge chiri chiro chinokosha
mumbotitsenhu nechirungu kuti if you were asked to present a wish list, what is your wish list as the young people of Zimbabwe, at such happenings like today?
Okay. I think for me personally, the first that I would put would be an incredible need for honesty.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be honest with each other. I think that's the first thing. There's this thing where sometimes we get into spaces where we're not really comfortable just being honest. We just need to be honest with each other. The second thing is I would wish for collaboration. The degree of complexity of problems that we have in our country is not something that one person can fix. No one person has the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We need to collaborate. I'm willing to work with anyone. I'm willing to listen to what other person has to say. And that's very important. So that would be the second thing, collaboration. The third thing would be, the protection of the young people. There are so many things that are happening today where you feel like as young people, we are being left vulnerable. With a great amount of economic challenges, see that young people resorting to drug abuse, and that's an issue that's not being addressed. So it's a thing where if I was to request, I would say that we need to protect the young people because this is a generation that is going to be destroyed because of frustrations or whatever. The young people are very important, and they need the protection. But above all, I would say that we need to reinforce the culture of intergenerational dialogue because we've basically, disintegrated that culture, and we've made it the politics of them and us. But we have the ideas, it's true, but they have the experience. They know one or two things around the block. We also know one or two things around the block. So it's not about them doing it alone or us doing it alone. It's not about remove them so we can be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how can we just bridge the gap, bridge the space, and then create an inclusive politics that allows everyone to have equal participation and everyone to be equally heard. So that's my take. And I have never been extreme. I would need to affiliate myself with any particular side. But all I can say is that collectively we have the solution. So if those things could be met, if we could collaborate, if we could protect our youth, if we could have more dialogue, intergenerational dialogue between the old and the young, if we could be in a space where we can have all of that, then, this nation is on its way to uttermost greatness. So that's my take.
Mm. You talked about the issue of honesty. What exactly do you mean?
Well, to be honest with you, when I say honesty, sometimes there's a sense of because I personally believe that's why some of the efforts that have been made in the past have not really worked. We've got, this issue where sometimes you go on a platform or on a forum and you expect that you're going to be discussing something that happened, but you hear a different version. So you're like, okay, what exactly are we talking about here? So I would personally not be in any position to, you know, pinpoint name or, you know, but I think it's that thing where sometimes we are twisting facts, we are twisting, you know, evidence, we are twisting, you know, real life stories happening because we just don't want to confront the truth. Mm-hmm. But as long as we are not being truthful with ourselves, we're going to be the laughing stock of the world. We cannot fix our problems. We cannot map strategies that are effective to solve our problems if we're not mapping them from a perspective of truth, because otherwise we're going to strategize for something that's not happening. So that thing where even if it's ugly, look in the mirror and see what we see. We just have to look in the mirror and see what we see. Even if the truth is ugly, we have to just admit that it's the truth. Mm-hmm. And it's this thing that you find in societies that are able to reform themselves, that they're in a perpetual and consistent pursuit for truth. They always be in a position to confront the monsters that exist in their society and always seek the truth. So as long as we are still in a place where we can invite, you know, church leaders, religious leaders, and not speak about things in a comprehensive fashion, we leave some facts out or we don't say other things, you know, because for one reason or the other, then we're not ready for change.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For me personally, sorry, can I just add one more thing?
Okay.
Yes, for me personally, when I'm speaking of change, I'm not talking about it from a political perspective, but I'm talking about it from a perspective of building a society that it protects everyone, a society that means if you work hard for something, you will be in a position to get it. If you are proactive, and it's a fair society, basically, that everyone is equal, and if you really desire to have something and you're willing to work for it, then you will have something. That's something that's positive, and that's something that's, you know, fruitful. So that's the thing that really works from my perspective.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line, PJ.
Yeah, kwasazana namathayi ukhulume imigoqo engathi izilokuzeni eziningi-ningi lami engizikhwabithileyo. Ukhulume ngokukhuthaza uthenana na i-wish list yakhe akufisa yena njengosakhulayo njalo okufiswa ngabaningi abasakhulayo. Uthe yena ufisa ukuthula elizweni. Wathi kumele kube lokuthula, kuqakathekile lokho. Wathi kumele kube lokusebenzelana ndawonye labanye abalemimbono ehlukileyo kule yakho. Wathi yena njalo kumele kube lomvikela wabasakhulayo, kumele bavikelwe. Kanyele ke lokuthi lenhlupho ababhekane lazo ezigcina zisila zingabi ngeziqhakathekileyo kumbe zingatholi bengatholi usizo kunhlupho zabo ababhekane lazo, zinhlupho ezinjengokuthatha izidakamizwa, ukunatha utshwala, kanye lokuswela imisebenzi okugcina bekubenza bayenze eminye imisebenzi engaqondakaliyo engxenye yokugcina kwabesifazane bangena umsebenzi wokuthengisa umzimba ukuze baphile. Wakhuluma njalo ngokuthi bafuna njengabasakhulayo uba ilizwi labo lizwakale, labo baphiwe amathuba lokukhuluma izikhalazo zabo, lokutsho imibono yabo, lokuqoqa inhlelo, lapho kuqoqwa inhlelo zabo zabasakhulayo, labo baphiwe ithuba lokuthi bakhulume labo ngehlelo zabo. Wathi njalo nxa sikhuluma kuqakathekile ukuthi sikhulume ngempela, kodwa ke ngasikhulume simqotho, njalo sikhuluma iqiniso. Let's not walk the talk. Akumbe let's walk the talk. Let's just not walk and singagcwalisi izithembiso zona lezo esiyabe sikhuluma ngazo. Kube le mihlangano nale eyabe lokhu ikhulunywa nsuku zonke, kodwa ke kungabi lezinto ezibambekayo eziyabe zikhulunywa. Simzwile ke lapho ke osakhulayo unkosazana namathayi ekhuluma nge-wish list yakhe. Wothani ke ngibuyele kunkosikazi Mkandla. Wena ke njengowesifazane, njengomama, linake lifisani, likhuthazani uhulumende, abezinkonzo, abamabhizimusi, abezenotho, ukuthi lenzelweni lina abesifazane?
Siyabonga mama. Njengabesifazane, imenyu esikufisayo, wonke nxa kungaba lokuthula,
So nxa kukhulunywa liyanxuswa yini lani njengesibanga saba esifazane ukuthi lani likhulume ku national dialogue yona le
anamhla ngibonile izinto sifikela sathi awathi noma bakhulume bathi isikhathi nezilungu umama siyasetshenziswa sisho ngoba singakhulumi sisho ezigidi zasezinto ezingela msebenzi so sasizwe ukuthi omama singabizi lokhu ukuze izinto ezingaphathisiwe ezingela mpumelo singala input esiyifakayo lathi njengaboma kuze kulokunye sikuyijoyela singomama kulalele kwenziwe futhi kungakhulunywa kuphela kodwa kwenziwe
kodwa-ke phela abanye baza ukuthi engxenye njengobana namhla kade kulo mpathintambo wezomvikela owesifazane libona libe limelwe lani kunkulumo zona lezi
ube engakhulume kwakube balii-speeches kapresident bekungasukwakade kutshwela ethunyiwe eyisithuka soba sinokuthunya sikuthi lani siyekhuluma singomama siyakhulumela abanye abantu lo bantu bephethe i-speeches sikamongameli yena ngokwake akakho okushile njengaye emama emelo mama ukakhuluma loko okababa so asibone ukuthi besimeka kakhulu
Hayi bamba kona phecingweni Nkosikazi Mkandla. Nkosikazi Mkandla was also gave a wish list for the women.
Yes.
Just like Nkosazana Namatai did. Yeah, she talked about opportunities for women at the workplace, even in the churches, in the political arena and everywhere else. Even in this dialogue, the national dialogue, they haven't been given that opportunity to represent women as women, to also say out their opinions and what they want and what they wish the country to be led. She also emphasized the fact that we need our peace in order for us to overcome all the challenges that we have. We have to start off with peace.
Thank you very much, the PJ. I think we have another guest. Tende kuna Mai Karenye. Hello, Mai Linet Karenye. Makadi yenyu.
Hello, Makadi. Ako mavela.
Aiwa, tiriwadi Dimi mumwe weavo vanga vari kuchiitiko chanhasi. Mungati mimi zvii zvamatoro kubva panhauriro dzaitwa nhasi?
Ndinoti nhasi rava zuva guru munyika ino yeZimbabwe. Inowa zvataona zvinowa zvekutanga after tabva sarudzo. Inowa sarudzo dzine makakatanwa. Endi taona dziri sarudzo dzanga dziri dzinomakakatanwa pakutaurirana maringe nekuhwina nekuchallengewa kwakaitwa issue iyi kumakotsi. Saka after that tazoona vemachechi vaona zvakanaka kubatanidza vakuru vakuru vezvematongerwo enyika kuti vauye nevebusiness community nevemadzimai nevese vemachechi kuti vauye kuti vaite mukomberanwa kuti tione kuti nyika yedu yofamba sei, uyewo nezviri kuitika munyika kuti muri kuita mhirishonga, vanhu vari kufa, madzimai ari kurepwa, uyewo zvinhu zviri kudhura hazvisi kuchawanika uye hazvisi kuchatengeka. Vanhu vaona zvakanaka kuti aiwa regai tiise musoro pamwe chete kuda tikataurirana zvinhu zvinoenda mberi. Saka ndaona iri chinano chakanaka chinoratidza kuti tiri maZimbabweni tose.
Mataura imi zvimwe zvandibata muchiti imi pane zvingadzidzwe pane nhaurirano dzakamboitwa navamugabe vachangirai vachiri mupenyu. Zvii zvamungaone zvichibatsira panhaurirano idzi dzatakatarisana nadzo?
Ndaona zviri zvakanaka nekuti 2008 vachangirai vakahwina sarudzo semuna March and vamugabe vakabvuma kuti chokwadi tsvangirai ahwina. After paitwa runoff mushure mekunga baba tsvangirai vaona kuti sarudzo dzanzidzi dzokororwe idzi mbiri nindakahwina hapana zvadzinobatsira nekuti kwakanga kwaita kurohwa kwevanhu, kufa kwevanhu, dzimba dzichiparadzwa. Uye ari baba anga ari baba anga aine rudo vakaona zvakanaka kuti aiwa sarudzo idzi chiita imoga. Padzakaitwa vaiga vari vezanhu vamugabe vakazozviona zvekuti nyika iyoyo havangaitongi vari vega, uye hakuna vaangatungamirira kana munyika muine kusawirirana. Kusvikira vakaona zvakanaka kuti aiwa ngatigare pasi, vakatedzera vamwe vakuru vekunze kwenyika vana Mbeki takaona vachipinda muno. Kukaitwa nhaurirano dzemapolitical parties tikabuda neGPA yedu vanhu vakaenda kugovernment of national unity. Izvi zvakabva mukuti aiwa chara chimwe hachitswanyinda, ndingati ndahwina asi munyika musina economic stability, munyika musina peace, munyika musina runyararo. Kureva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vakaona zvakanaka vakagara pasi. Zvechokwadi isu nevana takadya tikaguta nekuti pakapinda vatsvangirai upenyu hwedu hwakashanduka. Saka izvozvo ndinoona iri chinhu chakaitwa chetinoona tese kuti chakabatsira Zimbabwe. Saka ndinoona kuti dai zvaibvira vanhu vaitarisa ipapo voona kuti nyika dai ikaita zvakadaro zvibatsire munhu wese.
Maybe if you can just take us through what you've said in English. What's your takeaway, especially when you're referencing to what we saw happening between the late Morgan Tsvangirai, who was the then leader of the MDC, and the former president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe?
What is happening with the current situation is not good as Zimbabweans. And if I take you back, I will give the reference of to 2008 election, the presidential runoff, whereby we experienced the terror, we experienced the death, we experienced the burning of the houses, and we experienced the economy, which was not stable. And by that time, the former president, Robert Mugabe, was the one who was the president. And he decided to call in Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai because he knew very well that without the president Tsvangirai, Zimbabwe was not going to be stable. So if I remember very well when Robert Mugabe called Tsvangirai to go on the negotiating table. At first it was difficult, but because Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai decided to sit down with him, I think that was genuine, and I remember very well that's when most of us as women, we were crossing border to Mozambique buying food and food for our children, because Zimbabwe was empty. The shops were empty and people were not affording to buy the groceries. So when these two presidents, the president of ZANU and the president of MDC, decided to sit, obviously, we saw there was a big change in Zimbabwe. That's when we realized that for sure, people, if they sit and people, if they talk and they dialogue and find each other and together, they decided to move as a family. And from that background, as women, I think we benefited a lot. Because if I remember very well, that's when the dollar was not stable, and when Tsvangirai came in and we had Honorable Mbete, the finance minister, that's when we adopted the use of the dollar and the use of the rand, and the economy was stable. So I plead to the Zimbabweans, and I plead to the of ZANU-PF and the president of my party, Advocate Nelson Chikisa, to genuinely sit, because the issue is about genuineness. If there is genuineness, obviously our party and the president will sit and talk. Because right now, to be honest, Marvelous, as women, we are experiencing terror. Most of us are widows because of the regime. Most of us are not even free to go to town, because you think if you go to town, you will not come back. Most of us are afraid of soldiers. The soldiers are in the street. And we think if they sit, the soldiers will go to the barracks. If they sit, the police detainees will come back to our families and will continue to sit as brothers and sisters. Right now, the members of parliament are not free. Right now, people are mourning their beloved ones, and we strongly feel these things must stop. If it stops, then these people will sit and talk and will move as a country.
Thank you very much there, my Lynette Karenye, who's the MDCT chairperson for women. Maybe let's also just take a listen to what the MDC leader, Nelson Chamisa, said today at the breakfast meeting.
Pagungano ranasi taona sokuti inano yokutanga ye basa rikuitwa ni makereke. Tinotenda makereke nokuti makereke haana kuakarerekera. Makereke kunyanyanyanya ZCC, vana UDASOS, vana ABC, vaita basa guru skuru, rekuunganidza vemapato, rekuunganidza vatungamiri vakasiyana siyana. Ndozo zvatinotarisira kuti zvivandudzwe, zvigadziriswe zvakanaka, tikava nechechi yedu ichitungamirira zvepanyika. Kutikwanise kufamba tichigadzirisana. Kwete kuusha vokunze, asi kana zvarambawo, zvine zvakuda kuti vokunze vabatsire kuti nyika yedu igadzirisane. Nyaya yegakava riripo rigadziriswe, nekuti harigadzirwi nenyaya yekuti tinge tichiviga musoro yedu muvhu semhuka inonzi ostrich.
Vachamisa nezuro makakokerwa kuState House hamuna kuenda. Mungatipa zvikonzero kuti sei musina kuenda kwamakadaiswa navamunangagwa?
Chinonetsa paState House ndechekuti inzvimbo yakarerekera divi rimwe chete. Haugoni kushaidzwa kumba kwemunhu wonzi uya tizotaura nemamu nekusanzwisisana. Ko kanopindamo katadza kubuda mumba make. Saka isu tinoda kuti zvinhu izvozvo titange tagadzirisa kuvimbana. Hakuna munhu anongoti ngatitamba tose tisati tawirirana. Ngatiwirirane mafambiro, tawirirana. Chechi ndiyo inogona kutibatsira kuti yananisa. Tawananiswa pamwe chete, tochitanga kukokana kudzimba, kungava kudzimba dzinogara vamwe kana kudzingagare vazhinji. Izvozvo zvinozouya, asi tambowirirana kuti donzo rinofanira kugadziriswa neripi chokutanga. Chechipiri, pane nyaya dzakawanda. Ndine maMP kutaura kudai andinotungamirira, asi kurara mudzimba, vamwe ari muzvitokisi. Izvozvo zvinoda kuzvigadziriswa nokuti hatigoni kutaurirana.
We were hearing there from the leader of the MDC, Nelson Chamisa, speaking about why PJ, he didn't attend yesterday's meeting at State House, because he says some of his MPs right now are in police custody and some are still being harassed. So you'd like some of those issues addressed. But I understand we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Trukutawara nani, uye zvemuri kupi?
Ndinoitwa Aida Nyamaradzi, ndiri kuUK.
Taurai, tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Inini kusokona kwangu zvangu, President Nelson Chamisa havana kuatenda kwakainvaitwa kuningirikini na President Mnangagwa. Inini sokuona kwangu ndinongofunga kuti se zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka nyaya dzisina kumira zvakanaka pamusoro pa president Mnangagwa from history dot ne zvakaitika noziva pakashaya ndi Oliver Mtukudzi pa funeral yake zvavakamuita president Chamisa zvekumusamubvumidza kupinda munhingirikiri indakangoona kuti sekunge kuti izvozvo ndozvimwe zvinhu zvakaita kuti vasaende because havazive zvavari kunosangana nazvo havana kuziva kuti zvavanga chinosangana nazvo I think ndosaka vasina kunhingirikira
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo sisi aidha muve nezuva rakanaka nguva yedu ndo yadyanana thank you very much
oh, okay thank you
over to you PJ
yeah unkosikazi Karenyi ukhulume ngolimi lwesishona la ngesingizi wakhuluma laye abakufisayo njengabesifazane yena ke isiphathamandla se-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jamisa ngizabuyela kuwe ke unkosikazi Mkandla umzwile unkosikazi Karenyi ekhuluma lapha ngodaba lokuthi isibonelo esihle esenzakala ngomnyaka ka-2008 lapho ke owaye ngumongameli ngaleso sikhathi umnumzana Robert Mugabe wacabanga ukuhlalisana phansi lo munumzana Lumuyi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai kwaze kwagcina kubunjwa uhulumende womanyano lina njengabesifazane kwalinceda na ukubunjwa kukahulumende womanyano ngaleso sikhathi njalo likhuthaza ukubana kube njalo nja la khathesina Nkosikazi Mkandla
I think her line is not going through I'm not sure hello
hayi nxenye angabe sesukile kodwa ke hayi unkosikazi Karenyi obekhuluma lapha isithi yena kwabanceda kakhulu njengabesifazane ngoba ngaleso sikhathi isimo laso sase sihluphile njalo kwasokunzima ngamandla ngoba intengo yempahla intengo yokudla yayikhwezwe kakhulu njalo ukudla kwakungasabonakali elizweni okokuthi babesenza njengabesifazane njengabomama base besenza okokuyadinga ukudla kubo Mozambique kubele Botswana la kwese South Africa ukuyadinga ukudla kwemuli nje kuphela kodwa ke kwathi sokukhulunyisene kulapho ke ukugudeka kwemali yeZimbabwe yedola leZimbabwe ngaleso sikhathi kwasokusibanga esethu sayo okokuthi kwasokungamazillion dollars to $1 e-US dollar bagcina sebeyekela ngokukhokhelwa kukamphathintambo wezemali ngaleso sikhathi umnumzana Tendayibiti bayekela ukusebenzisa idola leZimbabwe bacabanga ukusebenzisa idola le-America kwangani kuyazinza ngaleso sikhathi kwathi sokubuyele embusweni weZANU PF kwabuyela njalo ukugugudeka unkosikazi Mkandla sukhona ecingweni
yebo
singasakuzwa unkosikazi Karenyi sokusela imizuzu emibili nje kuphela unkosikazi Karenyi kade esithi yena kwanceda kakhulu ukukhulumisana kwawayengumongameli Robert Mugabe lomnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lina-ke njengabesifazane kathesi lifisa na ukuthi ngabe umnumzana Jamisa lomnangagwa bahlala phansi njengokwenziwa ngababili labana
Yeah, ngabahlale phansi ngawo izizalwane zezibabo bahlale phansi bakhulumisane singabantu omuntu munye bayahlala phansi kuza xa kuyiwa kodwa kuyakhulumiswana ngoba nxa besilwa bona kusafa thina abantu esingaphansi la
yeahphansiekayo
so ngabayahlala phansi bakhala thi singokho lezinto zo lapha zibonakala bathi bangahlalisana phansi kuzathi ngakoba bona bona abahlalisana phansi urobert Mugabe losangela bahlala phansi kwaba lokuthula kwaba lokudla elizweni imali yabuya abantu sike sahlala kuhle singangemva kokuhlupha ngo-2007 manje ku-2008 sebehlezi phansi into zonke zathi so sibona ngani ukuhlalisana phansi kuzasenza sibe lokuthula kuthuthe enxa yelelizwe lethu lingathuthuka ngoba ukuhlala sisebuwesabeni hlale sesaba
Thank
you very much. We'd like to apologize to all our Facebookers on all our pages. When we started the show, we were not live. Something else was coming out, so we really apologize. I'm Marvelous Mthanganya. We're in Washington.